It's Thursday, September 17th. I'm Mo Kelly from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The Maine super spreader wedding has now been linked to more than 170 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 7 deaths. And get this, most diagnosed weren't even at the wedding, and those numbers may not even be the final tally. We'll get a sense of both the medical community response and larger general civic reaction from NBC breaking news reporter Mignon Burke. Ms. Burke, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, but it distresses me when I see a story about a Maine wedding which has been connected to more than 100 cases of COVID-19 and 7 deaths. How is this story playing out on the East Coast?
I think it's just as disturbing over here. It's definitely shocking to see so many cases arise from what's supposed to be a happy occasion. But yeah, like you said, there's been 176 positive cases from this, 7 deaths. And what's interesting is that the people who have died weren't at the wedding. They contracted COVID-19 secondary through someone else who was at the wedding, which is all interesting and a bit crazy.
That highlights my point when I say on the East Coast, because when we're discussing COVID-19, we can't talk about it within a small geographic location. Although this wedding was in Maine, you highlight the point that these were secondary contacts. Do we know a range of spread and infected at this point in a geographic sense?
I think that's still being investigated. The Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention is tackling this, and they've been doing a couple press conferences on this. They did one on Tuesday. And I think they're still trying to figure out how far this has spread. But they already know that there's a couple of smaller outbreaks just from this one wedding.
Do we know at this point whether this wedding has impacted public policy or any type of restrictions on gatherings in Maine?
I'm not sure if it has at this point, but I think it's interesting if that does happen down the road. I know that Maine already has some restrictions in place, just like many other states across the country, to kind of prevent COVID and slow down the spread. But at this point, I don't think anything has changed as far as if the governor is going to make any new adjustments from this wedding, at least not yet.
Sometimes I believe we might be inundated with these stories and we may be numb to a certain degree, but there are certain stories which may break through. Has this been a story which has broken through and really touched the public's conscience, or has it been just another story for those on the Eastern Seaboard?
I think this one is a little different because so many people can relate to it. I think the fact that this couple, they wanted to have their wedding, they wanted to celebrate their union and gather family and friends together, which many couples across the country want to do, but they either had to postpone their weddings or scale down to a much smaller version, or sometimes cancel their weddings altogether. So I think people can sympathize with the couple and that you want to get together and celebrate this, but also you have to keep in mind that we're still in the midst of this pandemic. COVID-19 hasn't gone anywhere yet. It's still around. It's still spreading. And I think that's one of the reasons why this story has started to get so much attention, because there's a lot that you can relate to. And not just with the wedding, but with the people who attended the wedding and how it's spreading to different areas. And I think there's just a lot of elements to this story that are grabbing people's attention.
Do we know how large a wedding it was?
So the Maine CDC said that about 65 people attended, and in the state of Maine right now for indoor gatherings, it's up to 50 people, and outdoor, I believe it's up to 100 or fewer depending on the space. So again, they're still looking into whether the wedding and the reception were both indoors or outdoors, but so far they said it's been about 65 people who were at the ceremony.
Let me leave you with this. Has there been any statement by the family or any expression regarding what has happened or condolences for the family, for the people impacted by the family specifically?
Not that I have seen, and I don't even think the name of the couple has been released by any health officials. And the family themselves, they haven't come out publicly and said anything.
She is Mignon Burke, breaking news reporter for NBC. Thank you for coming on today.
Thank you.
I'm Mo Kelly, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for the day's big news stories, you can check out the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.